Track 3, and now here's the first news story from the Mid Devon Advertiser. Pedal Power raises pounds for charity. A charity that provides confidential emotional support to people who are struggling with their mental health is several thousand pounds better off thanks to a cycle ride in memory of an Idford woman. Cyclists, including Danielle's dad Steve and sister Tady, started off from Idford Valley Village Hall and tackled either 15, 20 or 50-mile route. About 80 cyclists turned out for the third annual charity bike ride in memory of an Idford woman. The annual event raises money for the Samaritans to remember Danielle Cornish, who lost her life aged 29 after mental health battles. This year's ride raised £2,000. Danielle's mum, Debbie, said the event had a fantastic turnout. Cyclists started off from Idford Village Hall, which was packed with supporters. A tombola was a big hit, with more than 120 donated prizes. Debbie said a massive thank you to all our family, friends and neighbours for their generosity. Also, thank you to Cater Food, Tesco, Truly Treats, Finlake Horse Riding, Tantrum Tattoo and Rhubarb Nails. Getting together on Sunday has boosted the money raised by another £2,000, which is unbelievable. We are now over £5,000 this year. This money will all go to our local Exeter branch of the Samaritans to enable them to answer more calls and speak to many more people in their hour of need. Thank you to everyone who helped make this day possible in memory of our beautiful daughter Danielle. Cyclists chose to follow 12, 20 or 50-mile routes for all ages and abilities. Also taking part was Danielle's dad, Steve, and sister, Tady. Danielle died aged 29 in 2022. She had also raised money for the Samaritans, as they had provided a valuable support for her. The cycle rides have raised thousands of pounds since they began for the mental health charity, which helps those at risk of suicide. Danielle grew up in Idford and attended local schools before going to study at Cardiff University, where she achieved a first-class honours degree in psychology. She worked for the Office for National Statistics, where part of her role was to collate figures during the COVID pandemic. A huge advocate for the Samaritans, Danielle was a keen runner who volunteered for Park Running Cardiff and had a love of baking.
Skipper's stunning snap secures photo award. The skipper of Tynmouth-based Devon Sea Safari has won the wildlife category of the Southwest Coast Path Photographer of the Year competition. Rob Hughes' shot of a dolphin and her calf breaching the water in Labrador Bay is called Jumping for Joy. He said he was shocked when he heard that he had won the wildlife category, as this was the first photography competition he had ever entered. I'm a self-taught photographer with no formal training, and I've spent a few years learning through trial and error to try and achieve a quality photo, he explained. It's a fantastic confidence boost to win the competition with so many other entrants. Judges were impressed with the flow and action captured in Rob's photograph. The Southwest Coast Path Association director and judge Julian Gray described Rob's photo as a stunning image that clearly articulates the phrase charismatic megafauna. Fellow judge Alex Fisher, editor of Coast magazine, said, "This beautiful image of dolphins leaping out of the sea reminds us of the amazing wildlife on our doorstep." Rob's photo will be displayed alongside the other Southwest Coast Path Photographer of the Year winners at an exhibition on platforms 8 and 9 at Paddington Station in London from May the 22nd to June the 19th. The overall winner of the Southwest Coast Path Photographer of the Year 2024 was German photographer Jasmine Fernholz. Her photograph of a walker on the coast path near Tintagel at sunset, called Walking on Sunshine, was judged to be the best of the 1,700 entries.
Volunteers wade in to revive the brook. A team of volunteers dedicated to clearing up the brook in Dawlish has been officially launched. WADE, Waterways Around Dawlish Environment, was set up in response to concerns over the state of the town's waterway. Now the volunteers have been fully trained on water safety and provided with tools to start work. WADE coordinators are now liaising with the Teignbridge Council and a schedule of work has also been drawn up. The project began in October last year following a raft of complaints and concerns about the visual appearance and condition of the brook. Proposals were put to Dawlish Town Council and WADE was born. The volunteers are aiming to cover the brook's length from Tuck's Plot to Manor Gardens. One of the founders, town councillors, Scott Williams, said, "We will act with a light touch, with nature preservation and water quality at the core, putting the wildfowl, pollinators, water-based wildlife and fish first. Most of the brook, bays and neighbouring flora are in a good condition and will be enhanced by WADE in some places we have started already." As trained wildlife wardens, they all advocate for embracing nature-based solutions. Not only are these approaches potentially more effective in flood prevention, but they also support biodiversity, enriching our green space and waterways, and prepare us for the climate-challenged future. Restoring the brook naturally can bring back its charm and makes it a jewel in our town once again. The group will also be carrying out water quality testing. WADE is operating under the Action on Climate in Teignbridge organisation, and Dawlish Town Council is to provide occasional financial help through grant funds for tools and equipment.